I'm going to review with you today a program for the Macintosh entitled LaunchBar. In order to invoke LaunchBar, I'm going to hit Command Space.
Application, home tilde, indexing rule, contains 20 items.
One thing to know with LaunchBar is that it will always place focus on the last item you were searching. If I want to search within my Downloads folder, I can just type the word down.
Downloads folder, contains 116 items.
Expand this folder by hitting the right arrow key.
8 simple rules, folder, contains 3 items.
And hit the down arrow key to find the item I'm searching for. If I want to search my Documents folder, I can hit the letters DOC.
Documents folder contains 133 items, 4 subsearch matches in total.
Instead of hitting the down arrow key, I can do a subsearch, which will give me the option to type in various keyboard combinations to find the item I want, and it will populate a list of items based off the criteria that I'm searching for. So,
003 PDF document, 46 subsearch matches in total.
I hit the number 0, and it now gave me a list of items from which I can choose. If I want to send this item to an email as an attachment, I can just hit the tab key, and it will serve as the send to feature. From here, I can just type in the letters of the individual's name.
Emilio Hernandez, personal card, contains 11 details.
I will expand the contact card.
Emilio Hernandez, email address.
And since this is the first item I want, I will simply hit the enter key.
Mail, new message, subject, has keyboard focus.
One thing to note here is that the subject line is blank because this is the only thing I have to fill in unless I want to type something in the body of the message. Another thing to know with LaunchBar is that if I want to perform an abbreviated search, I can also do that as well. Instead of having to go into the Documents folder or Downloads folder or Home Directory or whichever folder I am searching for, I can simply type a series of keystrokes. In this case, I'll type the letters BS for bookshelf.
Bookshelf folder contains 5 items.
If I want, I can expand this folder and hit the down arrow key or do a subsearch navigation. One thing I can also do is create an index rule associated to a particular subfolder. In this case, I've created one for Take Control. Instead of having to hit the right arrow key and arrow
books,
down,
folder, manual, take control, folder, contains 5 items.
To Take Control, I can just type the letters TC.
Take Control, indexing rule, contains 5 items.
And it automatically will bring up this subfolder. Use the index. You will need to invoke this feature within the LaunchBar program and hit Command Option I.
Show index, LaunchBar index, 28 rules, table, row 1 and 28, column 1 and column 2, categories, selected.
From within this index table, I can interact with the table.
Column 2, categories, applications.
And find the particular item I want to create an index rule for. For example, if I want to create an abbreviated shortcut for the automatically add to iTunes folder, I can simply select.
Home tilde.
From here, then, I will stop interacting
with the table. Stop interacting with the table, row 23 of 28, column 1 and column 2, home tilde, selected. Add indexing rule.
And click the add indexing rule button.
Menu.
I will hit VO down arrow.
Add folder ellipsis. Add indexing rule. Interact with open pack.
And it will automatically launch the general way that you search for files or folders. I will hit Command Shift H to go to my home directory.
Automatically add to iTunes folder. Today, 9:03 a.m.
And once I
folder,
find
October 2nd, 2013, 3:10 p.m.
This folder that I want, I'll hit the Enter key.
Table, row 21 of 29, column 1 and column 2, automatically add to iTunes, selected.
And that is done. Now I hit Command S to save.
Save.
If I want to access this folder now, I can reinvoke LaunchBar and hit AUTO.
Automatically add to iTunes, empty folder.
Now, from here, I can actually hit Command Option A and create an abbreviated shortcut.
Blank, edit text.
If I hit the letters AA and hit Enter.
Automatically add to iTunes, empty folder.
This shortcut is already being created. Let's say I want to paste an item that is in my clipboard to the automatically add to iTunes folder, I can simply hit the AA key.
Automatically add to iTunes, empty folder.
If I hit Command V here, it will automatically give me several options from which to choose, and I can cycle through these by hitting down arrow.
Menu. Move to automatically add to iTunes 1. Copy to automatically add to iTunes 2.
And you note after each item, it's giving you a number. Instead of having to cycle through these options, you can simply hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc.
Make alias 3. Make hard link 4. Make symbolic link absolute 5. Make symbolic link relative 6.